This week we have two readings actually put together. And it's not just two things like, okay, just glue them together. Rather, it's one reading that contains two general ideas. And of course, every single thing in the Torah, it's very precise. And the truth is, of most of the years, we do read these two sections together. So therefore, we have to extract a lesson for our lives from the connection between these two things. What are these two things? First one is called matois. Matois means sticks. Second one is called masei. Masei means trips. What does that mean? Very briefly, Moshe, at the beginning of Parshas Matois, of the first section of this week, Moshe is telling the leaders of the tribes about promises. And because those who were able, who are actually able to unroot a promise, if a person made a promise and now regrets it and so on, you have to go to a leader, you have to go to a chacham, to a rabbi, whatever, a sage, and he will uproot your promise. On the whatever the process is, doesn't really matter. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the leaders, because they had to know the laws of the promises and so on. In the second section, Masei, the Torah is talking about the trips that the Jewish people went through from Egypt itself, when they left Egypt, and then before going into the land of Israel and so on, the trips, 42 trips. Now, these two things, when put together, sound kind of strange, because usually matois, sticks, means something firm, something in one place, and masei means trips, means moving. So we have to understand, how can you put these two things together? Like firm, staying in one place, and then masei, move on, trips, and so on. So we have to understand a little bit better the lessons we can extract from matois, from sticks, and then from masei, from trips, and we will see how actually these two things go together. They're actually one thing. So let's go to matois first. Let's go to the first section. Matois means sticks. Again, the idea of a stick is something strong, something that stands in its place. Usually it alludes to pride, to arrogance. You know, like, I'm strong in my place. I know what I mean. I know what I want, and so on. Even though pride is not a good quality a person should have, and there are even pages in the Talmud talking about the dangers of pride and so on. However, the same Talmud says that there has to be a minimum of pride that a person has to have. And the Talmud calls it shminis shebe shminis, an eighth of an eighth. That means one in 64 parts of pride you have to have in order for you to be able to fulfill God's will and not to be influenced in a bad way by your own bad even inclination or by what the neighbors say, what the other people say, that they mock of you. You suddenly became some kind of a tzaddik, some kind of a righteous person. Suddenly you became religious, suddenly you became, and so on. In order not to be affected by that, a person needs a minimum of pride. So matois alludes to this idea of pride, but a good pride, in a good way. Like the leader of the tribe that actually leads the tribe into fulfilling God's will. So the pride you need, the firmness you need, the strength you need to fulfill God's will. That's one idea. Second idea, masei. Masei means trips. And when you actually look at the language that the Torah uses, it's kind of strange. The Torah says these are the trips, in plural, that the Jewish people used to leave Egypt and so on. The truth is that just with one trip you leave Egypt. You don't need trips in plural. Just with one singular trip you leave from a city within Egypt up to and into a city outside Egypt, and that's it. You left Egypt. So why do you call it trips in plural that you left Egypt? It's just one trip, because life is a trip. Because you continually have to grow and travel, actually. The word Egypt in Hebrew is called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes and is related with the word Metzarim, which means limits. A person has to actually grow and move on from his own limits that sometimes he imposes into himself, or sometimes your neighbors, whatever, the place where you move on, imposes on you. So you have to grow and leave your own limits. But you have to know that when you leave this particular limit, even though in regards to this limit, you're actually grew and you're beyond the limit. Regarding the next level, you're in a new limit. That means you left one limit, oh, very good, you grew. But now you are in the new limit for the next step you have to grow. And so on, you have to grow and grow and grow and continually growing into going closer to God. One limit after another limit and another limit and so on. So that's why it's called Masei, trips. Having said that, so Matis means firm, stand in one place and do what God wants from you. And Masei means trips, in plural, always grow, always move. So how can they go together? Staying in one place and moving and traveling and growing beyond yourself and so on. And the answer is that in order to move, in order to grow, you have to be firm. The firmness and the strength you have to fulfill God's will, and between parentheses, if this is what God wants from you, He is giving you the strength to actually do it. So we close parentheses. In order to grow to the next level, you have to be firm and you have to know that you have the strength to continue growing, to continue moving. It is the strength itself, the firmness itself, that which allows you to grow and grow and never stop growing. And as I said, Ma'ilim Bakoidesh, you have to always move on and grow into sanctity. God is infinite, so there's always room to move on and grow more. But first of all, you have to know that you have to have firmness, and you actually have it, but you have to have firmness in order to continue growing.